The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, America goes to the ballot box tomorrow for the midterms, although there have been some mail-in voting counts already underway, although no numbers have been revealed. Terry Sheridan, News Director of WSHU Public Radio, joins me now. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Pat.
All eyes are on Donald Trump. Who else, in terms of when he might announce that he's going in for the 2024 presidential nomination of his party? Is that expected sooner rather than later?
I would say yes. But again, with Donald Trump, how can you predict? Various people have said that who are close to him that he could announce as early as Wednesday, the day after the election. It could be Friday. It could be sometime next week. But by all indications, it looks like he's going to announce sooner rather than later.
Now, does it depend on the actual results for the Senate particularly? The House is predicted to go Republican anyway. The Senate is on a knife's edge.
Well, yes, the House, the Republicans need to pick up five seats to take control of the House. The Senate, it's coming down to basically four states, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Nevada for control. The Senate right now is evenly split, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the deciding vote, giving the Democrats the edge. Each of these races is within the margin of error or a dead heat. So that's where the efforts have been for the candidates and the surrogates, bringing in the heavy guns, such as former President Obama or former President Clinton, Trump for Republicans, and just the money that's flowing in for television ads and other social media ads in these four races are astronomical.
So they're the states that we have to keep a close eye on as the counting begins. The question, therefore, for Joe Biden, if he loses the Senate, if he loses the House, his legislative program comes to a standstill, absolutely. He's the ultimate lame duck president after only a couple of years. It may give him pause for thought to kind of jump out of the race for 2024 earlier than he might otherwise have done, if that is his intention.
And again, that's if it's his intention. Now, he is not the most popular candidate or potential candidate among Democrats, among the Democratic faithful. It's only, I think, the last number I saw, 7 in 10 Democrats would like him to run again. Now, the party in power usually loses seats at this first midterm, so that would not be anything extraordinarily. But as you said, he will not get his legislative agenda through, but neither will the legislature, because it would effectively be deadlocked, because there is no veto-proof. Nothing's going to happen for the next 2 years if both houses of Congress go to the Republicans.
Now, if Joe Biden manages somehow to keep the Senate, whether, you know, 50-50 plus one in Kamala Harris, or better, more comfortable for him, 51-49, what can he do? I mean, can the House obstruct to the point that bills will be stopped?
Yes, they can, because, again, if everyone is voting, someone put it to me recently that America now has picked up a parliamentary system in which it's not you're voting for the candidate as much as you're voting for the party. So as long as both parties pretty much remain lockstep and they vote as a bloc, nothing is going to get done. Now, on the other hand, the biggest problem for President Biden would be in the House, because all financial and all budget bills emanate in the House. So they could start with things like cutting off funding for Ukraine, cutting off funding for social programs, starting investigations, which they've threatened to do, into the COVID response over the past 2.5 years. So losing the House is I don't want to say it's worse, but losing the House is an annoyance for the president.
Now, the problem for the Republicans, I suppose, is that they all have to be in lockstep with Trump to get the nominations in their primaries and so on. So many of the candidates are seen as election deniers. They don't believe, or they say they don't believe, that Joe Biden won the presidency legitimately. How much of that is kind of political bluster to get on the ticket? And how many of them actually truly believe?
There's no way to know. My feeling, this is my opinion, is that there is a large majority, or maybe a large section, maybe a third, who legitimately believe that the election was stolen. I think anybody else outside of that third is just using this to rally the base, get on Donald Trump's good side, and also, you know, again, work to get Team Red elected and in office. I think it's a cynical play. I think most know that the elections are secure, and they're just feeding into the former president's ego, and they're looking to advance their own careers.
So what do the Democrats need to do? Let's presume that the House is lost. The Senate might be lost, but maybe they hang on. What do the Democrats need to do to have a chance in 2024? Because Trump is not popular with the majority of the electorate. He's got, a popularity of around 40%, which would be the Republicans, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. What do the Democrats have to do? I would say they have to hit on three things, or at least three things. One is that Republicans have said, if they win in certain states, that, for instance, in Wisconsin, the Republican candidate says if he wins, the Republicans will never lose a race in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is an important state in the Electoral College. So they have to hit that this is important. Democracy is on the line. They have to hit the racial aspect of the Republicans and their appeal to their base at times. And they have to be strong on economic issues. And not let Republicans paint them into a corner, saying that, you know, the economy is their fault. They have to own the economy, but they have to point to the successes and point to what they are doing.
Yeah, kind of when you're explaining you're losing, that is the issue.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking more for 2024. I mean, where is the candidate that's going to look different enough? You know, Joe Biden and Trump are more or less contemporaries. So where do the Democrats get someone who's very different and who could command broad support among the non-committed voters as well as the majority of Democrats? What sort of a candidate do they need?
Well, there are two candidates that are very popular in Democratic circles who have also broadened their appeal. One would probably be ready to go, and that's Pete Buttigieg, who is now serving in president. He was the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He's now serving in President Biden's cabinet. The other one is a state legislature from Michigan, Mallory Morrow, McMorrow. She is someone who is gaining a national reputation for stands that she's taking. Is she ready to be president? Probably not. Is she someone to watch? Absolutely.
Yeah. But is America generally broad-minded enough to either vote for a woman? We saw how close Hillary Clinton came, winning the popular vote, but losing to Donald Trump, or a gay man to the presidency?
I would hope so, but I, I really can't answer that. But I would hope so.
All right. The final point is about a report I've read that U.S. officials have warned the Ukrainian government that it needs to signal it's open to negotiate with Russia. Are you familiar with that report?
Yes, I am. It's basically that the White House, through back channels, told President Zelensky, at least appear, and that's the key word, appear that they're willing to negotiate, more or less for political reasons, to make sure that the support of other countries continues, also the support of the U.S. Congress, if it does turn Republican, that they are willing to negotiate. Doesn't necessarily mean that he's telling them to negotiate.
Terry Sheridan, News Director at WSHU Public Radio, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.